Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is part two of our conversation with Peggy Paul Casella. We talked a lot about recipe development, writing out recipes, editing recipes, hosting, creating original content. Great conversation if you haven't checked that out already. On this part two, we're going to talk about SEO, and maybe we can kick things off, Peggy, if you can explain what the acronym is and what it means in 2023.
So SEO is search engine optimization, and it basically means, as it pertains to blogs and websites and YouTube channels, really any internet content, it means that you present your material in the best possible way based on guidelines from, I mean, let's face it, it's mostly Google that people are bowing down to these days. And you tag images in a certain way, you insert certain keywords to get extra attention and get bumped up, you work on backlinks and other things that I'm sure we'll get into to show the internet that you are an expert on this subject. I feel like that's as good of an explanation as I can think of.
Yeah. Basically, if you want to appear on Google search engine and you want to appear at the top, right? If someone is searching for what's good dough, I want to be the first hit on that list. And if somebody else is also called what's good dough and they have better content than me, if they're tagging things properly, if they have more engagement and people are searching for their stuff and actually reading through it, they're going to pop up ahead of me. And so I think the SEO game is really to show up. And so if you're a pizza blogger or if you're a pizza restaurant, if someone's searching for you, you want to show up, right? And SEO is part of the way to at least understanding and knowing how to manipulate SEO is going to help you do that. When it comes down to it, I think we're going to talk about how you can over-optimize, right? And you've talked about ways to optimize. What are backlinks?
So backlinks are other websites or newsletters or some other internet platform that has a link back to your site. So you can do this through, I know when I was first starting blogging, a lot of the recommendations, which I think have now changed, would say, go to other blogs and put comments in their comments sections with links to your blog. I think since then, Google has figured out that that is not legit. And so the rules are kind of always changing. But I think the best way for backlinks to be real is to get them in a real way. You know, write an article about pizza or whatever it is your expertise is and have them include a link to your blog or website or restaurant website in your bio. You know, that's a great way to get a backlink, but not everybody can get an article published. So if you can't, you write to, you know, if you're a pizza restaurant, for instance, and you want a local food blogger to put a backlink in their blog, just write to them. You email them and you say, hey, you know, be honest with them and just say, hey, I really could use a boost here. Could you come to my restaurant and write a little review and, you know, give me a little shout out in your blog? There's many, many ways to get them. They're not easy necessarily, but once you have a few, then you can get more. And Google will start to see like, oh, this restaurant is getting some cred online. We'll bump them up a few levels on the search, you know?
Yeah. I mean, for things like that, with the, you know, hitting up a blogger, you could just offer them, hey, come have some pizza and maybe you can write about us. That might be something. I know I've spoken to pizza operators who are actually paying people to do that. Not so much for the blogging and the backlinks, but for social media posts. It's kind of like reaching out to the blogger influencers and say, hey, can you write about us? But then there's also like actually creating stuff that is, you know, the opposite end of the spectrum where people are like, oh my goodness, let me write about you. So there's, you know, publications like Eater, or recently the Wall Street Journal started writing about pop-up operators. And so if they have blogs, they're going to get more internet cred because people are referencing their stuff.
And also another thing to think is that whenever you get, and this goes back, I was saying to you earlier that I'm working on my marketing, and part of that has been this education in how do you get that notoriety that you're looking for to keep doing what you're doing. You know, I love making pizza recipes, but I can only do that if I'm getting paid to do that. And so to get paid, I need views on my website. And to get those, I have to follow these rules. So now, you know, anytime someone references me or my blog, I make sure to ask for a link in whatever they're writing, you know, or on social media, tag me in the post, please. And if they don't, you know, old Peg from 10 years ago may have not said anything, but now this version of me will send a nice email just saying like, hey, you know, it really helps to have that link. Could you just make sure you include it? And same goes for businesses. I think we don't ask enough for what we deserve. And it doesn't hurt a publisher to include a link to a recipe website or a restaurant website. No, no one gets hurt by doing that.
Worst they can say is no. But yeah, really, I mean, most people are willing to just include it.
Yes.
Very nice. Very great tip. Let's say someone is, you know, tagging the right stuff. They're working on their backlinks. What is over-optimizing SEO? Because it sounds like if you do too many of these things, and try to rank too high on Google, it could have a negative effect on your website or your appearance on the search engine.
It really does. So it's a funny game we play in this world. Not joyous all the time. But if you have a website that has an SEO plugin, like for instance, my website is on WordPress and I use an SEO plugin. Well, I use Jetpack. I also use Feast. It gives me recommendations as I'm writing a post. So it will say, you know, here's your keyword you're going for. And I put that in the box. And like, for instance, when I wrote my Neapolitan pizza dough recipe, that's the keyword was Neapolitan pizza dough. And as I'm writing this plugin is telling me, okay, you put 5 keywords in, that's too much. Or you put 2 and they're both in the same paragraph, but they're not throughout the post. So that needs to change. So a lot of it can be, you can get that help through plugins and stuff like that. But I think generally, you know, it's common sense. If you're reading something and there's a keyword every sentence, you're going to be annoyed by that. And Google's whole purpose, like them or not, like this game or not, they are actually trying to help. So Google creates these rules of optimization for SEO or algorithm, you know, they create the algorithm for the search results based on what will be the best user experience. And no one enjoys reading a post with the same word every 5 words. That's not fun for anyone involved. And so if you just think of it like that, you know, is it an enjoyable reading experience? Likely, it will then fall into that category as long as you're including the keywords like every few paragraphs, you know.
And so what's an example of that? It's called keyword stuffing, right? Mm-hmm. What is an example of keyword stuffing? Could you just read off a paragraph in your mind that comes up?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to stick with my Neapolitan dough, right? You would say, and you've all read these blog posts, right? They're everywhere. You read them and you're like, oh my God, this was not written for me. This was written for Google. It's like, you know, if I said, first of all, you have to like take a minute and strip yourself of all personality, right? So you would say, this Neapolitan pizza dough recipe is one of the best Neapolitan pizza dough recipes you can find online. This recipe for Neapolitan pizza dough is traditional and Italian. And it, like, basically you're just like stringing along. So like, what would you just think in your head? Okay, anything related to this pizza dough, right? So it'd be, this Neapolitan pizza dough is traditional and Italian and traditionally Italian. And it is made with these ingredients, and I only use the best ingredients to make my Neapolitan pizza dough.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, maybe you don't have a blog. Maybe you are someone who runs a restaurant. You don't want to say my pizza restaurant is the best. You should go to this restaurant, which serves pizza, restaurant, right? Because it's not going to work. But instead, you should really talk about the process of your pizza, what makes it special without being too repetitive, because it's going to end up making your website go down.
Yeah. And you can hire SEO specialists. Casey Marquis is a really famous one for food blogs and food restaurants. He knows a lot about these things. And if you Google him, you can see a lot of really cool interviews that he's done where he gives tons of really great information, mostly targeted towards food bloggers, at least the ones that I've read. But there's no reason why a restaurant couldn't use the same rules, you know?
Attention all bakers. The Artisan Baking Center by Central Milling, yes, the amazing flour company, is doing a one-time deal for the month of June for all of my listeners, and I'm so happy to partner up with them. You too can get Tony Gimignani's class and Peter Reinhardt's class for 30% off. Trust me, you're going to want to take this on because it's not going to last forever. This is actually the first time they're ever discounting these classes, and I am so excited to bring this to my listeners. I've taken the classes myself, and guess what? Whether you're a seasoned baker or you're just getting started, this is going to be so beneficial to you. If you've ever bought any of their books, I'm talking about the Pizza Bible or one of Peter Reinhardt's books, this is going to be so helpful to get that visual learning that you don't get from just reading. Once again, you're going to want to take advantage of this offer by June 30th. All you have to do is go to their website, Artisan Baking Center, and type in code GOODDOUGH to get 30% off your classes. I appreciate you listening and using that code and supporting my show sponsors. Picture this, a new family moves into your neighborhood. What does that mean for you? A potential new customer. What better way to introduce yourself than with free pizza? Here's how. Our Town America works with businesses like yours to craft irresistible welcome packages to anyone who moves into your neighborhood. If you listen to my podcast with Christina Martin of Manitza's Pizza, she uses this same tactic and oh my goodness, she's raking in the customers who naturally become diehard fans of her business. So if this is something you want to get started on, you got to get with Susan from Our Town America. Let her know you heard about her from What's Good Dough. That way, you can save $125 if you get set up. I got you, fam. You can reach her at 480-678-1366. Again, that's Susan from Our Town America. 480-678-1366. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. The really important thing when it comes down to it is we need to be found. So if I'm, for example, trying to show up as the number one pizza podcast when searching on Google, I have to create the content, publish content, make sure my content is referenced from other people, and actually mention that I run a pizza podcast on my website.
Yeah.
But not too much,
right?
Because right. I don't want to get negative points for that. But at least it has to be mentioned because you never know. Sometimes you just forget.
Voice matters. Honesty matters. Your writing style matters. I mean, I think that those things you just can't say enough, which I'm sure I've repeated, I don't know how many times in this, but you can put out keyword optimized content all you want. Plenty of people do it. Now we have AI. AI can do it. You can go to ChatGPT or Bard or any of them and type in, write me a keyword optimized or an SEO optimized blog post intro for Neapolitan pizza dough, and you will get one, and it will be SEO optimized, but it will also sound like a robot. And my thinking, and since I started my blog back in 2014, before a lot of these rules were established, and listen, I'm not, you know, the top blogger out there. My blog is at the top for pizza recipes, but, you know, I'm no Serious Eats. I'm no Epicurious. I'm no Smitten Kitchen. But I will say that I've found success and I've turned this into an income stream from just creating good content and not always obsessing over the SEO optimization, but keeping it in mind. So I do the things, I include them, but when my plugin says, oh no, you need 400 more words, I don't always listen to that because to me it's about, does it need 400 more words, really? And if it doesn't, I don't do it. And I found that over the years, my blog has increased in traffic pretty steadily, especially during COVID. I guess everyone was making pizza. But that happened without me obsessing about every single rule and making sure I did every single thing. It more was just, I'm aware of SEO. I do the keywords. I make sure they're in my posts in logical places and that the reader understands. I think that's the key. It's that you think from the reader's perspective, and then you will automatically, most of the time, fall into SEO guidelines because the SEO rules are constantly changing. So if you only go by the current SEO rules when you write a post and you're just obsessed with them and that's the only thing you're paying attention to, well, what happens in 2 months when they change? If you're thinking about the quality of your content instead, you know, doing as much of those things as makes sense for the post, then that post you wrote, like my Neapolitan post, will have staying power for years rather than months, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You want something that continues to stand the test of time so that you continue to appear when people search for it, essentially. And if you write a great recipe to begin with, it has the right keywords and people keep going back to it. A post that was great in 2020 is still going to be great in 2023, essentially.
Yep. And you can update. So that's the other thing Google looks for, is that it wants to see that your site. So if you are, let's go back to a restaurant, right? You have a pizza restaurant and you've created, you've done all your good things, right? You've created a good bio. You have a good about me page. You have details about your restaurant and maybe a few recipe posts on your site, a good press page, all these things. So you have content on your website. It's not just one tiny little front page and that's it.
Like, this is where we're located. This is our menu. Goodbye.
Yeah, no, you need content and you're showing, and that's what shows the world that you know what you're doing and that you're established. And that also, think from the customer's perspective, they go to your website and they see all this beautiful content. They are going to trust you more as a restaurant because they're going to see that you have put the care and effort into the user experience, right? And that you're not just, I mean, there's nothing wrong with people who just sling pizzas, right? But you're more than that. And that's what you're showing them. And so they're going to go to your restaurant and expect, like, okay, this probably pretty good. If they put that much effort into that, then I can't even imagine how much effort they're going to put into the product, you know?
Hell yes. Because at the end of the day, a consumer can just get pizza. I want to say a majority of this world thinks of pizza as, I can get it next door. How do you change that thinking to, I want to get pizza from iDrift, or I want Peggy's pizza? And really, it's about showing them who you are as a person, what makes you different, what makes your pizza different, why they should try it. And I think all of that kind of plays into this, like building your brand on your website, being visible online. And that's what's going to get that consumer to think, hey, forget Domino's this week. Let's go try something a little bit more quality, something from made with love, things like that.
And now in the world we live in, right, we can have a beautiful website, sometimes for free. You don't have to put, I mean, I think a lot of people hear these words and think, okay, put down the phone. I'm going to call a website developer. I'm going to spend $10,000 on a fancy website. And they're, you know, no. Whoa, you know, like, don't waste your money because you can do this on the cheap. That's the beauty of now, right? Squarespace, Weebly, Wix, I mean, WordPress, that's a little more complicated because it's self-hosted. But I mean, there's just so many options and they're all just drag and drop. You know, you just take some good photos with a real phone camera or I mean, like a high-level phone camera or a real fancy camera. And I don't know. I mean, everybody can make good content now. You just have to think about it. And maybe if you can't write well, maybe you ask someone you know to do it for you or hire a professional. You know, I do copywriting for businesses too, and I do some editing of professional websites just to help people get their, I mean, I guess that's my thing, right? I just like helping people who are really good at something get it out there in the way that it should be out there.
Yeah, it's so easy to have the basics laid out for you. With all the technology today, it's easy to get the foundation of a website. There are so many services. I use something called Podpage that instantly grabs all of my new episodes and just puts it in there. And it has so many extra functions where it makes it easy if I want to write a blog, or it makes it easy if I want someone to subscribe to my email list. And so whether you have a website that you've built or you've paid to get it developed, I think all of these lessons here are going to just help your website have more reach, which hopefully will have a return for you and what you're building, right?
Yes.
And if you need help, Peggy is the person to ask.
Oh, I almost threw my...
Throwing some pizza dough here and you accidentally throw your headphones. Peggy, you've been so gracious with your time. Do you have any closing words, anything you want to leave the audience with?
I don't know. I am so inspired by the wonderful chefs out there and all of these content creators that don't even know they are content creators. I mean, any person who owns a restaurant, anyone who is really good at a specific thing, I just think I'm here for you, you know? And I think the more voices like that we get out in a coherent way so that more people can access it, the better.
I love it. I love what you said about helping people get their message and their voice out. It's really important work that you do. And I thank you for that. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
Are you the type of listener that wants more content? Do you have suggestions for the type of content that's being made? Maybe you're the type of person who wants to support me as a creator. Well, I'm here to announce that I have started a Patreon. A number of you have been asking about this ever since I started podcasting in 2020, and I'm finally committing to the process of creating a Patreon. I want to create some episodes that are raw, unedited, give my thoughts. I also want to provide bonus content from the episodes that didn't make the final cut. And finally, I want to just have open communication with the listeners. And I promise that if you reach out to me via the Patreon, I'll get back to you as soon as possible, because I know you're going the extra mile to support me, and therefore I'll go the extra mile to support you. So whether you're interested in more content from me, or you just want to support the team over at What's Good Dough, check out the link to my Patreon in the show notes. I'd greatly appreciate it if you signed up. Thank you so much for supporting me. There you have it, my conversation with Peggy from Thursday Night Pizza. I hope you learned a lot about developing recipes and SEO and a whole bunch of other things about Peggy. If you need her services, definitely reach out to her, IG or email or her website. I'll link to all of those in the show notes. Please do me this one quick favor and share the show with a friend. If you know somebody who you think will find it helpful, let them know. I'd greatly appreciate it. I appreciate you. I love you. Till next time. Peace. Hey, home pizza makers. What's good, dough? It's time for you and me to partner up together and make pizzas for good. How do we do that? You and I will be doing pizza parties nationwide to raise money for Slice Out Hunger. And yes, it is starting now. So if you want to be a part of my team and make pizzas for good, you can register to be a part of Team What's Good Dough. And yes, it is welcome to all bakers, whether you're just starting off or you're a seasoned pop-up pro. Let's make pizza for good together.